أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل. We were still discussing about the approach of Abraha towards the Kaaba Sharif. What led him, how, from where he came, what his condition was, his background. And when he had come near to Kaaba Sharif, around the precincts, which is called Wadi-e Mahassar, according to most of the commentators, and this is a valley between Muzdalifa and Mina. When he had reached at that place, and he now was about to attack the Kaaba Sharif, then Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala had sent flocks of birds from around, and they came and hovered over him. Each bird had a pebble in its mouth, in its beak, and one each under the two wings. And according to some of us, these were not even stones, pebbles, but were made of mud. Mud that had dried up, clods of mud. Well, that was, and the power that Allah had put in there, those birds came over that whole army and dropped those stones or the pebbles from their beaks and from their under their wings. And when it went through the head of a person, it came out from his back, from the backside of the person. And that had completely destroyed him. And it went out in any other, if it went in and in any other part of the body, it came out from the other side. And the same happened to those huge elephants also. Though they were so big, but they also were completely destroyed. And this all showed and shows for us till the day of Qiyamah, the great Qudrat and the power of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. On Abraha himself, when these pebbles were dropped, then he developed sores, pimples on his body, like a person has in chicken pox, small pox, etc. And then blood and pus was oozing from all those pimples, from all the limbs of his body. And his limbs started rotting and falling off. And finally he died in this very, very miserable condition. And those birds further, this army that came with so much of pomp and power, and it boasted so much, after that this very small little birds, sparrows or whichever birds they might have been, they came and they swept over them and left a complete destruction in that place. And all this shows the great Qudrat of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, and that is the starting point of our Iman also, that we believe in the Qudrat, the absolute Qudrat of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. However, since before and till today, there are those people who deny this Qudrat of Allah and subject the Qudrat of Allah according to their brains. And they feel that how could birds, small little birds, and with its small pebbles cause this havoc? And they try and explain it in some other way, whether it was the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it was the miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam hitting with his staff, his stick on the water, and 11 parts being made. They try and explain it in some rational, some scientific way, whereas Iman is that as Allah has revealed it, we believe in it as it is. What the words of Allah Ta'ala are, and the true words, we believe in them as they are. And the starting of the Quran Sharif, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those people who believe in the unseen, who believe in this great Qudrat and power of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So we must never be misled, like the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was a physical Mi'raj with the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It wasn't just a dream or anything like that. Also with those people who are the slaves of their brains. The brains which Allah Ta'ala made, and now they want to measure Allah according to their brains. Allah is beyond everything. No human being or all human beings together, no brains and no computers can ever measure and understand Allah. Allah is as He is. So here also, it were these birds that had caused this destruction, and all by the Qudrat of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Another very important point, ulama, mufassireen explain here. that first we all understand and know that all guna, sins, are our worst enemies. Our destruction is caused by our own hands, by our sins. Sins are our worst enemies. But then there are various types of sins also. There are those which are huququllah, the rights of Allah Ta'ala, and which Allah has declared He will forgive very, very easily. A person turns in repentance to Allah, Allah forgives them. Then there are huququl ibad, that is the rights of the creation, the fellow people, and those people have to forgive. Similarly, the rights of Allah, and all sins are our worst enemies. The sins that we do with regard to the rights of Allah are also the worst things that we can do. But then the ulama explained that those sins which cause a blockage for deen, for people to come to deen, those sins are even much more worse, and the gravity of them are much more worse. So by presenting deen in the wrong way, or encouraging people to go away from deen, whether it is away from the education of deen, the knowledge of deen, and to give them other types of education and knowledge, to stop people from going to the ulama, to Darul Ulooms, to Tabligh Jamaat, Khanqah, any good cause, and we stop the people, that sin is even worse. Any sin that blocks people from the deen of Allah Ta'ala, that sin is even more worse and more greater. And this Abraha, Allah Ta'ala had made Kaaba Sharif Hudal Linnas, a place of hidayat for the whole of mankind. And he wanted to destroy the place of hidayah, and therefore Allah did not spare him and gave him the terrible punishment. So otherwise the ulama explained, the mushriks of Makkah, they were worshipping about over 360 idols in the Kaaba. But for how long? Allah did not give them any punishment like this, outward punishment. But it was their own guna, it was shirk, it was the right of Allah which they had destroyed. Allah Ta'ala tolerated that. Of course, we all know shirk is the worst guna. Inna Allaha la yaghfiru ay yushraka bihi. To make shirk with Allah, Allah won't forgive. But the sin of blocking people from the deen, other people from the deen of Allah, that is even more severe. And Allah gave Abraha his immediate punishment here in this world already. So we also have to take stock of ourselves and see by our actions, by our words, what we are doing in our families, how many parents will force their children in a certain way and make sure that they don't go towards deen. And they feel that deen is retrogression, is going backwards. Deen is ancient. Deen is not, there is no success in deen. That in dunya there is success. So we also must be very careful of all what we do, what we say, and what our ideas are. Otherwise the consequences could also be very, very serious. May Allah protect us from all types of sin. Every sin, every disobedience of Allah is our downfall and is our destruction. May Allah help us and guide us. And Allah has been so kind that He has left the door of Tawbah open. That when a person realizes this, instead of becoming proud and arrogant and trying to prove himself right, if he makes tawbah to Allah and turns to Allah, Allah's help will be there for him. May Allah guide us all to righteousness.